like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard some people call it the holes out of the donuts, but other than that, I don't really know.
Just off the top of your head, about how much flour would you say would come in a sack that size?
Well, 5 or 10 pounds.
And if you were making homemade bread, what would you probably use to make it rise?
Well, yeast, or I don't think they put baking powder in bread. I think it's yeast.
What do you have for a typical breakfast?
What do I have? Usually toast, bacon and eggs, coffee.
What the two parts of an egg, what would you call those?
Well, the white of an egg or the yellow of an egg or a yolk.
Can you just offhand a few different ways of preparing eggs?
Fried, scrambled, poached, boiled, or some of them, depending on how you cook them, over light, sunny side up.
Say if you cut the tops off of a bunch of turnips and cooked them that way, you'd say you're cooking a mess of
greens.
Heard people call that anything else? A mess of greens, a mess of turnips?
There's another word that they hear called the greens that I can't remember what it is. So.
Salad or salad?
Yeah.
Which one about it?
Salad greens, probably. It's just not a phrase I've used anymore.
Say if you're cooking those greens, might you boil a piece of meat along with it?
Yeah. Fat meat, salt meat, or some people, ham hock, might call it sow belly.
Did you say fat back? Or
no, I don't think so.
The same as
fat back and sow belly are the same thing. I said fat meat.
Yeah. If you mentioned bacon, if you wanted to buy a lot of that, not have it sliced up, you'd say you bought
a side.
Heard that called anything else around here?
Side of bacon? No, I don't think so.
Middling?
Don't believe so.
Say after you just slice some of that bacon off the side, the tough part you probably cut off?
With the bacon rind.
What kind of meat could you have to get smoked?
Well, essentially it's pork.
Any kind of pork?
Well, you usually smoke ham or shoulder or bacon. That's about it, sausage.
Say, the man who deals exclusively in meat, you call him a
butcher?
Say you kept your meat too long, so it doesn't taste quite right, you'd say the meat's been what?
Spoiled or gotten ripe or rancid.
Gotten ripe. What about your butter? It was in the same condition.
I think that's what you say, rancid.
Have you ever heard people around here use the word funky to describe butter that's in that condition?
No.
Does that word mean anything to you at all?
The only time I've ever heard it in recent years talking about music.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know really what it means.
The type of meat that you could make, whatever you could make with meat from a hog's head, you'd call that?
A hog's head cheese or souse or
same thing.
As far as I know, it is. Yeah.
Is that usually pickled or not?